Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 15th year. This week, the GGB Podcast sits down with George Washington, the president and CEO of game innovator Synergy Blue, on the survey the company took of casino customers, asking them when and how they would be comfortable returning to casinos. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the affiliate marketing site players trust when deciding where to gamble online. For information on how your online or social casino, sportsbook, or poker room can get involved, visit iGamingPlayer.com. Synergy Blue arrived during the gaming wave of new skill game manufacturers, although its games have more to do with arcade-style gaming than skill games. While the company is preparing for the reopening of casinos, CEO George Washington wanted to know what players were thinking about returning, so he commissioned a survey of more than 1,000 players. Taken in April, it so far has mirrored the reality of pent-up demand in many areas, and Washington is encouraged that players will return to casinos sooner rather than later to enjoy the games they love to play. A copy of the survey is available at the SynergyBlue.us website. He spoke with me at the Synergy Blue offices in Las Vegas in mid-May. George Washington, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's the first time we've done this, so I'm glad we could sit down, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a great honor to be here.
So really the impetus behind this was the survey you put out last week about how customers are likely to come back to casinos. And I've seen a few of these up until now, but you know, yours seem to be a little more positive. But let's start with you know, how you did the survey and that kind of thing.
Yeah, look, we did a survey of 1,000 gamblers. It was done in late April. We worked with a panel provider to create random, voluntary, and anonymous sample. It was spread across the U.S., and we had some qualifying gambling questions in order to get through, in order to qualify.
Sure, right.
The goal, of course, was to, you know, to provide some insight for the industry as we look forward to recovery. We heard a lot from, and as you said, we've heard a lot from industry leaders and different people, but at that point we didn't find anything that was really substantial from the gambler's side of point of view, so we went out and asked them.
Sure, okay. So did you try to determine if they were, you know, like visitors to local, like the tribal or regional casinos or destination resorts?
It was more whether they were gambling and how frequently and so forth, rather than specific regional or local.
Okay, so you just wanted to really ascertain their interest in coming back to the casino.
Exactly.
No matter which one they were going to.
Exactly.
Okay. So I've seen a few of these surveys over the past few weeks, and yours seem to be a little more positive about players coming back, and I think that's even been reflected in just a few instances where we've seen casinos open. I mean, you know, there have been reports of lines, and, you know, people trying to get into the casinos, standing in lines for an hour or so.
Yep.
And so it sounds like it's there is a real pent-up desire. What did the survey find?
Well, I think that you're absolutely correct. I think there's some real good silver lining in there and some positive results. You know, one of the biggest items, obviously, 51% of people saying that as soon as they can, they're going to come back to casinos. And as you alluded to before, when you look at the casinos that have already opened, there've been some big lines and a lot of positive results out there. Not only in all the different states that where they have opened already.
Right.
So we find that that's, you know, really good news, and obviously as we move forward in a safe and healthy environment, we only see that as expanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember reading just the other day when Louisiana opened up that I think they opened on Monday, so they said they had a bigger Monday than the normal Monday. So,
yeah.
So that showed you there certainly is some pent-up desire there.
Definitely.
One of the things the survey found was that people want to come equally because they want the excitement of gambling, but they also want to return to the normalcy of something they did before the crisis.
Yeah, I think that's obviously that's something that, you know, the familiarity and obviously some of the relationships that were built up with, you know, especially at locals or regional casinos. And I think that's, you know, I don't think that's terribly surprising, but it's good to see that people haven't forgotten that and haven't wanted to change their daily routines.
Sure. And I was surprised at how so much emphasis on the economy in this. There was more so than I'd seen that happen before. But I think the good thing that came out of that was the question you asked on, are you going to gamble more or less? And,
yeah.
And basically, you know, it broke down the middle. I mean, they said almost 50% said, well, I'm not going to change, you know, what I gamble. And then the other 50% were, I'm going to gamble more, I'm going to gamble less.
Yeah, so, I think it equates to about 71%.
Right.
Total, were either going to gamble the same or gamble more, which is obviously another. I guess that would be one of the highlights of the survey, especially for the operators.
Sure, right.
That you know, people are still going to come out and still going to play a lot, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and play to the level that they were already in.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. So. And I was also surprised that only 25% that said that, you know, special health or safety measures would draw them to a particular casino. And I would think, you know, I mean, people I've talked to are saying that, you know, that should be your marketing focus right now, health and safety issues.
And that was sort of mixed around a little bit because we asked that question in different ways throughout the survey. One of them showed 65% wanted to improve sanitation and cleanings, but overall we did see a need for that health and safety improvements in order to bring people back. But it really depended on how that the question was phrased.
Yeah, and I noticed there were a couple of different variations there as well in terms of of whether they would come back. You know, if you didn't do anything special.
Exactly.
But it kind of was the expectation. If this is my normal casino I go to, I expect them to do these kind of things.
Yeah, and of course, you know, each jurisdiction is different, but, you know, a lot of the jurisdictions are enforcing those rules as well. So I think that's something that when you look at it is really a good sign that they are looking at health and safety, but also from a patron perspective, in bringing them back into the casino, that's something we can fix, and that's something that we can address as an industry, which is a good thing.
Right, yeah. And, another thing they were saying that some of them said, I'm not going to come back till it's a vaccine, and that might be who knows how long, you know, whereas exactly. Others said, as long as the incidence of COVID-19 were declining, they'll consider coming back.
Yeah, and that was, again, I don't think it was too surprising, especially when you look at when we did the survey, which was in April, and I think most states hadn't hit their plateau got over the curve.
Right.
So really, some of those results, if you think about that point in time, is actually encouraging.
Sure.
So for us, we looked at it when there was, you know, as I said before, it's very optimistic. Mm-hmm. And when you look at all the pieces out there that are currently out there and currently happening, you know, obviously Viejas opened last week, was a couple of days ago.
Right. Yeah.
And they're the big numbers coming out of there. And we've got multiple casinos opening all the time. So we see some real optimistic and encouraging points of view or great play as we move forward.
So iGaming actually came out really nicely there. 64% of your respondents said, you know, during the time of the lockdown, they've either played at real money or social casino. So that was encouraging.
Yeah, that was actually a really good point that we wanted to sort of see where those gamblers were going. And I think it was 20% of people, or one in five, had not gambled online or played a social casino prior to this. So, and I think that even may be a little light when you look at some of the results that you're seeing out of Jersey and so forth with the dip pickup. Overseas, there was obviously a very large increase in volume in the online world. So very encouraging there for those
and
guys.
Then over 90% of them said they're going to continue to gamble online no matter what.
Yeah.
The casinos are open or not. So
yeah, very encouraging for the online players for sure.
Yeah, no question. And finally, I think the stat that most impressed me was that younger gamblers are more likely to come back than the older guys. Maybe this was the solution to Generation X after.
So the younger players are going to be more risk tolerant as we move forward. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I don't think that's unexpected to see those people saying, okay, we'll be the first through the door.
Right.
I think it's once we address some of those health and safety concerns for the older players, they'll come back as well.
Yeah.
As we sort of discussed before, 65% want to see that improvement in sanitation, which again, all these things are good, is good news because we can address those problems.
Sure, right.
It's an interesting thing, but not something that the casinos aren't really trying to be doing or have been trying to do with getting that younger demographic for the last several years.
Right,
I think that's it's just come to a
right
a new stage.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let's talk about younger players. We can segue right into your company. I mean, I think some of the impetus for the formation of Synergy Blue was to attract those younger players, and you kind of got rolled up in that skill games definition for a while. But I know you consider more of an arcade game. So why don't you go back and just explain what was the foundation of Synergy Blue and why'd you form it?
Yeah, so Synergy Blue actually originally was formed around promotional games, working with IGT and Aristocrat.
Sure. Okay.
Building promotional side products. And so we started there, but we're all game developers, was the team back then, and the idea came about, how can we make something that that a younger demographic wants to go play when they come out of the come out of the elevator into a casino or the bar or whatever, that we can catch their eye and they're like, oh, let's go play that, and somebody that wouldn't be normally a slot player. And so that's how we sort of came up with that arcade style of gaming. And as we evolved, social games are very popular as well, and bringing that into the mix and providing, different demographics something. And then we like to say that we provide games for everybody. So whether it's, a slot game, a traditional slot game, to a video poker, to an arcade shooter, to a driver, to a Kinect 3 style game, we try to provide something for everybody there. So we're evolving that products and offerings as time goes on.
Okay. So how do you develop those games? Do you have an R&D lab that you really lean on heavily, or do you have independent game developers that come in?
Everything we do right now is all in-house.
Okay.
So all our game development, et cetera, is all based in Vegas, from audio to art to game dev to platform. Everything's done in-house.
Okay. So, when you talk about some of these social games, I mean, you just showed me Candy Cash, which is certainly a kind of a spin-off of Candy Crush. How do you develop them to make it recognizable enough for the player and without stumbling into their IP?
Yeah, look, Kinect 3 games have been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
Before Candy Crush, there was Bejeweled and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it sort of goes all the way through. So for us, it was about building just a fun game.
Yeah.
There's always this challenge of balancing the fun game with the gambling aspect and making sure that people understand both, and making sure that obviously the bonus rounds are important and all those types of things, which a lot of that's pretty well known for the slot industry. But developing that into an arcade style game or a Kinect game is something of an evolving art form. It's definitely not down to a science, and I suppose nor is a traditional slot machine. Some
sure,
of that
right.
math is an artwork unto itself.
So I saw a couple of games today. The alien shooting game. What was that called?
We've relabeled that to Area 50 Fun.
Okay.
Which is a first person rail shooter style game, where you're shooting target boards that are look like green aliens, through a Western environment. And
okay.
it's a fun game, really easy to sort of play. And so it's a real interesting one that's evolved with feedback through the shows and,
right.
and so forth.
So are the players gambling then when they're doing this?
So every time they shoot a board that comes out, a targeting board, it's a wagering event. And then of course once they hit the end of the level, depending on their scores or their level status, will depend on how well they're going to do in their bonus round.
Okay. And then we played the racing game, which is a lot of fun as well. It seems like both of these games, though, would do really well in a bar environment rather than a casino environment, just because, you know, well, first of all, you can play against each other and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, so our driving game, we've got a new driving game that we'll be showing at G2E this year. It's a more realistic style of game. It can be played as multiplayer. But it is something that is a real fun game. You can enjoy yourself. You can have a drink and drive legally. You race around on a track and have fun with your friends with it.
And all different styles of tracks and cars.
Exactly. The multiple selection of cars and definitely different tracks going from easy to hard. And so it makes a bit of a fun experience, very similar to a traditional arcade style game.
Right, exactly. And each car had a different characteristic as well.
Yeah, each car does have a different driving characteristic, from acceleration to handling to braking and all those types of things, which makes it interesting from a finding the right car for the right track.
Okay. So you've also have this system called HAWG, H-A-W-G. What does that envision, and how does that link together all the games?
Yeah, HAWG is our gaming platform. So what we did with HAWG is we try to make it as flexible as possible, obviously to be able to accept the different styles of games that we do. But also from a gaming perspective, we can change from chance to skill class 2.
Right.
So that was one of the things that we wanted to make sure that the platform was flexible in order to do the gaming styles and the gambling styles.
Okay. So you can go into any kind of gaming environment then with any of these games.
Yes, pretty much. That was the whole intention.
Sure. Okay, great. So recently you were approved to operate in Nevada. What does that mean to your company? I know that's always a big deal when you get commission approval in Nevada.
Yeah, that was obviously we're very, really happy about that one. We got through in what we thought was a good time. Mm-hmm. Of course, the approval came through, and luckily for us, in Nevada was continuing to work through the COVID time. And so they approved us, I believe, in April.
Okay. So where can you find your games right now? What are some of the casinos you guys are in?
Well, right now, not many places. That's something that we can release out to the public once we get back open.
Yeah, sure.
So it's something that that's evolving at this point.
Okay, great, great. So once the crisis is over and casinos reach the new normal, you know, how do you think your games are going to be received? You know, obviously they have a lot of stickiness when it comes to the younger generation and the people who will probably be the first people to come back. But there's also, you know, things for every level of player, I think, in your whole arsenal here.
Yeah, I think, you know, pre-COVID, we had a really good, strong demand. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of casinos looking at the product around the world. And so I think that once, obviously, openings have happened and health and safety is normalized, I think we'll see that pick up again.
Okay.
We have a lot of optimism in general, but even with our product line, I think we've evolved the product line. We're going through different generations of games and adjusting with feedback from customers. And we got a huge amount of feedback from, you know, our Nevada customers in how we should present bonusing and tutorials and all these other things that we need as interactive EGMs. So I think, you know, as we move forward, I think it'd take a little bit of time to normalize, but we'll get there and it'll be good.
Okay, great. So where can people find the survey? Can they go to your website and download it?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
There's links. It also can be searched on Google, but definitely on synergyblue.us.
Okay, great. And it's really an interesting read, so I encourage everybody to get on. And really, congratulations on your Nevada approval, and we're looking forward to seeing a lot of Synergy Blue games in Nevada and, of course, all across the country very quickly. And, of course, the world now, since you have an international focus now as well.
Exactly. And thank you very much for having us on here. But, yes, we've got distributors now in Asia and Europe, and so that expansion is looking good.
Great. Well, it's good talking to you, and again, good luck.
Thank you very much.
enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the affiliate marketing site players trust when deciding where to gamble online. For information on how your online or social casino, sportsbook, or poker room can get involved, visit iGamingPlayer.com. To learn more about how casinos are recovering from the COVID-19 crisis or about the special games being produced by Synergy Blue, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. And don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. So we'll see you next week on the GGB podcast.